Where did Wonder Woman get Superman's present from, birthday present from?
Where?
Amazon.com.
This is the Newtown Comics Podcast, episode 66. I'm Thor.
I'm Demetrius.
And we have some very special guests today.
Okay.
I want you to introduce them. This is the Geek Girls Network. They're having a slumber party tonight, and they decided to stop by here and talk to us for the podcast. So go down the row and introduce us.
I'm gonna guess based on your shirts.
Okay.
So you're Princess Leia.
Okay.
Right? Yes.
What's
your Wonder Girl, because you're blonde, but you have the Wonder Woman symbol on you.
Okay, close enough.
Cool. You're maybe,
Nope.
Tefe Holland, Alec Holland's, daughter?
No,
Swamp Thing?
All
no,
that's wrong.
It's wrong. I don't know what that shirt is. Okay. You're, Batman.
Obviously.
And you're Batman.
Sure, yes.
Earth 2, maybe? Earth 3?
Kind of, in that general area, yeah.
All right, cool.
Well, that was good. That was good. Was he right on anybody? No, probably not.
No?
Okay.
Well, let's go around.
I am totally
yourselves.
Princess Leia.
Oh, okay, sorry. Princess Leia's here. Everyone else is not really who they say. Swamp Thing's ex-sister?
No, I said daughter, man.
Who knows that?
If you read comics, Thor, which you obviously don't.
Sorry, that's true. I don't read comics.
All right, let's go around. Introduce yourselves, guys.
I am Wonder Alley on the Twitters. I write for ifanboy.com, and I appear on the Invisible Jet Cast, which is a Wonder Woman podcast.
Yay.
Very enthusiastic.
I'm Elizabeth Amber on Twitter, and I'm from Amber Unmasked, and I model, and I write, and I work at Comic Fusion.
Awesome.
I'm Kristen at Geek Girls on the Twitter. Also publisher of geekgirlsnetwork.com. Do podcasting, writing, conventions, and all that other good nerdy stuff.
Yay, nerdy stuff.
And I'm Jill Pantosi. I run the Hasboobs Reads Comics blog, thenerdybird.com. Also my name on Twitter, thenerdybird. And I write for Newsarama, MTV Splash Page, Publishers Weekly, and Topless Robot.
I have a bone to pick with you because of how misleading your websites are.
Which one?
Let's move on to the next person.
And I am Midtown's own Zoe Gullickson, just Bookish Bell on Twitter. And this is our Geek Girl sleepover.
Yay. Cool.
Okay, so you guys are sleeping over at a hotel all together. Is this the first time you guys have spent the night together?
All of us in a group, yeah. I mean, we've stayed at cons.
Right, right.
Yeah. But yeah, I had this random thought on Twitter one day, and Twitter is awesome for everything now, I've realized. I said, you know, during Toy Fair, why not have a Geek Girl sleepover, and we'll sleep in Tauntaun sleeping bags from Think Geek, just because that would be the geekiest thing we could ever do.
Yeah.
And Think Geek actually is on Twitter, of course, and said, that's a great idea. Let's do it. So they generously donated us 5 Tauntaun sleeping bags so we could actually sleep in them this weekend, and you guys are helping us out, sponsoring the hotel room, and we're very excited.
I mean, we jumped at the opportunity, actually.
Appreciate that.
By the way, the room service is included in that, right? Because I ordered some Cristal. I hope that's okay.
Yeah, that's fine. It just keep Demetrius away from the mini bar, and you guys will be fine.
That's a miniature bar, right, where I get, like, really tiny drinks?
Yeah.
That's awesome. I'll go there now. Hey, so these Tauntaun sleeping bags, are they, like, what are... Are they, like how accurate are they?
Oh, very.
Oh, really? I guess I could change, too. I guess if you really want to make them realistic.
Well, they actually have, like, the inside is imprinted to make it look like guts.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Not for kids, I guess, huh?
No, it's totally for kids.
Oh, okay.
They're not actual guts. It just looks like guts.
Oh, okay. Cool.
And they're giant. Like, seriously, you see them online, you don't understand. They're actually enormous.
Wow. Like an actual Tauntaun.
I think they could fit both of us inside of it at once.
Do you think they can make, like, other type of Star Wars animals, too, even though they weren't cut open? Like a Wookiee? A Wookiee one would be awesome, I think.
A Wookiee sleeping bag?
Yeah, like you cut a Wookiee open. And...
Oh,
maybe I'm getting too grotesque.
A Wookiee Snuggie.
A Wookiee. Oh!
Trademark.
You just invented
Pantosi.
Something. You can't trademark anything, George Lucas.
My idea.
Well, wasn't that actually your idea?
Yeah. Well, no, the sleeping bag.
Mine's sleeping bag. Okay. Well, yeah. It all no, comes no from somewhere. So what do you guys got planned for your sleepover now that... Well,
we had Tauntaun sleeping bag races. You know, instead of, like, potato sack races, we all got in our Tauntaun sleeping bags and ran down the hallway. But we had, like, linen malfunction. Somebody really needed linens on our hotel floor. And, like, there's this huge wheelie case of linens. And they, like, took up the whole hallway. And they had, like, walkie-talkies. They're like, oh, 3, 2, 4. Linens emergency needed on so-and-so, so totally interrupted our...
So it didn't work out.
No, it didn't work out, but we were having a rematch later on tonight, so...
Will it be Twittered about?
Oh, yeah, everything is being tweeted about.
Tweeted.
Hashtag Geek Girl Sleepover. Check them
is
all
that
out.
Geek Girls?
Geek Girl Sleepover.
Wait, so you guys decided no S.
We went with one S.
One S?
In sleepover is the only S.
Ah, there you go.
What's a hashtag?
So geek girl.
What's a hashtag?
Yeah, what's a hashtag?
Oh, no.
Can you give Demetrius a quick lesson?
Catching up on the Def Leppard news.
Yeah. Can you guys give Demetrius a quick lesson on what Twitter is?
I know it's on Facebook. What else?
It's a place you go. Do you know what the internet is? Okay.
Yeah. It's that stupid dial-up thing that never works in my house.
Oh, my God. I don't know if we can continue this conversation.
Bear with me, please.
All right. So people online.
Yeah.
You make a username.
All right. Let's start from here.
Here we go.
In Google right now, and I'm searching. I type in
Twitter.
Twitter.
.com.
.com. Okay. And it finds me the top search thing, and then I click on that, right? Or do I click on feeling lucky?
Either one. It depends on if you are feeling lucky.
I'm feeling lucky. So I click on feeling lucky and I end up on Twitter.com. And then what? What do I do from there?
I don't know if there's any help for you at this point.
So I click on help on my Firefox search engine thingy.
Yeah. Oh, you're on Firefox.
Oh, that could be the problem. Yeah.
There you go.
Right? Thank you.
That's your problem right there.
Yeah, my girlfriend connected me to that. What, Firefox is bad?
Well, you're still using that AOL CD that you got in the mail, right?
Yeah, it's free for a month. That's a trick.
He has them stockpiled.
That's a trick. You keep buying, you keep taking more of those, and then you're going to keep getting it for free. You see, Thor?
You found a way
I
to
outsmarted
beat
every. Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of Twitter, I don't know if you guys know this, but I also have an alternate Twitter for Dexstar, the Rage Kitty.
Dexstar?
Yeah.
Like the comic...
The cat from the Green Lantern.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Yeah. It's underscore...
Oh, is that you? You're Dexstar?
Yeah. It's underscore Dex underscore star.
Cool.
Two R's.
Dexstar is like an LOL cat. I know what that one is because I get those in my email, in my Midtown email.
You get the LOL cats?
Yeah, I get LOL cats
in your work email?
Yeah. Well, it's work related. It's usually attached to some inventory...
Report.
Sheets
and stuff like that. Of course.
Yeah.
So you've never even heard of Twitter yet.
No.
And you're sitting at a table with some experts.
Yeah, Twitter experts apparently.
So let's, I guess, since you guys are experts, maybe let's sign him up for Twitter. He's gonna obviously need a name first.
What's a good name for Twitter?
I know that some of
is
my
Demetrius Fragascatus taken.
It might not be.
All right, I'll
look
for that one.
We can take a look. But I know some of my friends are trying to get new names or change their names or whatever. And apparently, every name you could possibly ever think of is taken at this point. So
even Demetrius Fragascatus.
You guys being the experts, what do you think Twitter names that would be good names that still might be open? Because we need to look into this.
Demetrius of 2814?
Well, there's a few Demetriuses out there, though.
Yeah.
Does the Twitter name have to be unique, or could we share names like the Demetriuses on my island, Kefalonia?
I don't know. Ask the experts. Yeah. Don't look at me.
I think you might have to go with something like underscore 5 underscore XZY 39 underscore pound sign.
I hate all
How did you
numbers.
Know his PIN number?
I'm Jean Grey.
Oh, there you go.
Too many damn numbers.
I thought you were
Leia, yeah. Well, she also has a force. She has a psychic connection. Maybe I'm her brother.
They don't know I'm only a voice.
So you're just going to go with that?
Yeah, I'll go with that.
The number combination?
Demetrius underscore 5 underscore XYZ underscore... What was the last part? Underscore...
Look, they're tweeting 11. They're tweeting you right now.
Cool. I'll sign me up.
You're going to sign her up?
I'm going to sign me up. And then what do I do with the Twitter? Do I just, like,
Then you say what you're doing in 140 characters or less.
So I signed up for Twitter. 140 characters or less?
It doesn't. It's not a haiku, but, you know, let's...
Think haiku?
No. Compose your first tweet. That's what we call it these days, right? Tweet? Right. Yeah. I just want to be sure. Okay. You only have 140 characters. What's your very first thing you're going to say to the entire world? And you guys can back me up. This gets archived in the National Library, too.
Correct. What?
Every public tweet.
Really?
Yes.
Like the Constitution?
Yep.
It's equal to the Constitution?
It's just about.
Wow. So I guess I'll...
Good one.
Yeah.
I guess, did you know that the drummer of Def Leppard has one arm? Be the first thing I'll tweet.
Perfect.
No, it's good.
He should be a Green Lantern. He's courageous for doing that, for drumming on stage with one arm. You know what I mean?
Can he wear the ring on the right hand, though?
I don't know what arm he was missing.
Well, Def wears it on his tail, so I guess there's some leeway there.
I was just checking.
Yeah.
I didn't know if we needed a judge's ruling on that.
Is he brave or am I mistaken?
No, he's fine. He's great.
All right, cool.
Yeah. Who knows? So you guys obviously have a lot of credentials to call yourself the Geek Girls and have your own network. Let's talk about a little bit about what you guys do in your normal day-to-day. What, obviously, besides tweeting about the things that you do, what other kind of stuff do you do? I mean, you read comics. You like to sleep in Tauntaun sleeping bags.
That's it.
How did you make a name for yourself with that? I'll never know. But I'm sure there's a lot of other more glamorous things that people would like to know about.
Why do we have to start? It'd be so much easier if I actually was the Princess of Alderaan.
Alderaan no longer exists.
It does in my heart. So like my geek cred, I guess, is what you're asking for?
Well, I mean, you kind of presented that, but I mean, how did you get into making it more than just a pastime and, you know, a way of life, I suppose?
I it's going to sound totally lame, but Twitter totally helped with that. Because, like, the internet in general, I'm going to sound so lame. But, like, so it's like, I like superheroes, I read comics, and then I don't really have many friends who do. So then you go on the interwebs and you check out the Twitters, and there's, like, a bajillion people who do, and they all happen to be not far from you.
Hmm.
And then you hang out, and it's awesome. And then you're like, you like Star Wars, too? Oh, my God. And then we're like, let's start a D&D club. Let's have a sleepover. It's amazing.
Wait, you play Dungeons & Dragons?
Yesterday, I built a character for the first time.
I've been really dying to play that game. I've never played it before.
I haven't done the actual playing part.
Is it fun? Okay.
But I built my character, and she's a ranger.
Yeah.
Her name is Tallulah. She's a ranger, so she has a bow and an arrow, and she has a pet dragon named Felix.
So is this, like, pretty much from what I understand, it's a more boring version of World of Warcraft?
Actually, I think it's, like, a more cool version because you get to, like, make up stories as you go.
Yeah.
Whereas World of Warcraft, they're like, you're on this quest and blah, blah, blah.
Is there Dungeons and Dragons fan fiction? And are you planning to write any?
I think there's fan fiction for everything.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
But, like, just try not to search for that online.
Because the whole point of, like, I don't know, like, as far as I can tell, like, the whole point of Dungeons & Dragons is, like, you write your own story to tell your own thing. So, I mean, it is kind of fanfic.
Do they all start off in a roller coaster ride in an amusement park?
Actually, it's exactly like that episode of Community.
I'm not familiar with Community.
I'm sorry.
Right now I'm watching Dungeons & Dragons, a cartoon series.
Is that what happens in it?
Yeah, they get stuck. They go into an amusement park, and then they come out into fantasy world. It's pretty good. It's ahead of its time.
I didn't know that existed.
It's true.
Yeah. Oh, okay, cool. Yeah. Nice.
And Captain N the Game Master, that's pretty good, too.
Captain N.
Yeah. Now when I play my Nintendo Entertainment System, I feel like I'm drawn into that world. All right, who's next?
Okay, it's Amber. So, my geekness started with comics and costuming. And I'm one of the organizers for an annual fundraiser, which for 5 years has been called Wonder Woman Day. And we raise money for domestic violence.
When's Wonder Woman Day?
In October.
Cool. What
is it
day?
The day?
Oh, is it just
it
random
changes.
Days? It changes?
It changes, but it's always in October.
Like Free Comic Book Day.
And no, Free Comic Book Day is always the first Saturday, so it's always very specific.
But it's never,
yeah, it's always
never
the
same
Saturday.
Date.
A date. That's what I was going with.
But Wonder Woman Day, we're looking to change the name so that it's more global.
And I podcast.
How do you raise money on Wonder Woman Day?
We go around to the comics community and mm-hmm. we collect original artwork and, you know, all sorts of other memorabilia. And it gets auctioned off and raffled off at various locations and online. And so we, you know, have a big support system with the entire comics industry.
Cool. Did you know that the guy created Wonder Woman also created the lie detector machine?
Yes, he did. That's where the magic lasso comes from.
Makes okay. you tell the truth. I guess she knows more about Wonder Woman than me.
She dresses as Wonder Woman. Jersey's Wonder Woman. Wonder Woman Day.
That's weird because Demetrius is Queens's Wonder Woman.
I see. I can tell.
I told you that in confidence.
Yes. But I model for art schools around New Jersey and
cool.
And work in a comic shop when I can.
Oh, awesome. Which comic shop?
Comic Fusion in Flemington. That's where we have our fundraiser.
Cool.
And I just started writing my own independent comics.
Oh, awesome. What comic are you working on? Or what's it about?
Well, the first one that'll...
If it's Wonder Woman, you understand it's trademarked and everything.
Yes,
and
yes. No, the first one is called Slim and Posh, and it's sort of like a sci-fi thing about lab monkeys getting experimented on.
Cool. Sounds like my childhood.
I can tell.
Why?
Because I used to...
Be a lab monkey?
Yeah. Do we have to spell it out for you? Everyone else got it but you.
Okay, yeah, sorry.
All right, thanks.
is Kristen at Key Girls. So I have pretty much the same story as Allie. I was in a lot of stuff that not a lot of people in my area were into, and I grew up with science and math and comics and didn't have a lot of girlfriends, so I heard about Twitter and started to tweet about the stuff that I liked and found out a whole bunch of other girls very local to me liked the same kind of stuff. So I started blogging and decided that there are tons of people who know way more than I do about a lot of cool nerdy things, and I wanted to make a site where we could kind of all, you know, share our experiences and share our knowledge, because there's tons of guy sites and there's not really a lot of girl sites out there. I don't ever get invited to the cool parties because I'm a dork. So I wanted to throw parties that I wanted to get invited to, and actually that's how I met all of these people here.
Cool.
And you throw the best parties.
Thank you. They're a lot of fun. And we got tons of cool sponsors for giveaways, and a lot of venues, you know, want to help us out because, you know, they know what we're doing is worthwhile and they want to support us, which is cool.
Are Dungeons & Dragons games considered parties or no? No?
I think if drinking is involved.
If you have drinking? Yeah, you have drinking, I assume. You have chips. You have chips, right?
I think the proper food is Funyuns and Mountain Dew. But yeah.
Did you not know that?
I'm a big fan of wherever there's punch and pie, there's a party.
Cool.
You didn't know that.
Not familiar, no.
Okay, it's fine.
You know, that sounds like me also. I'm sorry, but, you know, minus the math, science, Twitter, getting invited to parties now.
Dungeons and Dragons. Girls.
Oh, you're like my doppelganger.
There you go.
So what actually is left after all that?
Comic books.
There you go.
Can I borrow money for comic book store?
We'll talk right, after the show.
Let's go.
Jill, tell us your tale.
Oh, my tale. Well, I have muscular dystrophy, and I've been on the Jerry Lewis telethon every year since I was 7. And I got interested in TV and, you know, journalist, you know, stuff. And eventually went to school for journalism and television and thought I wanted to do straight up, you know, local news kind of thing. And got into comics maybe like 5 years ago, and decided to get myself back into writing because I had worked in radio as a DJ for a while.
Yeah, cool.
That I would start my own blog, and that's where Has Boobs Reads Comics came from. And like when I started, there was only a few, you know, female bloggers out there who really, you know, that everybody knew. So I wanted to
like Gail Simone, right?
More.
Was she a blogger originally? Remember?
Was she originally a blogger?
Yeah, she had Women in Refrigerators.
Oh, yeah. No, like people like Valerie DiOrazio and Heidi McDonald at The Beat. So yeah, started my own thing and then did my own convention coverage and then actually Comic Book Resources liked what I was doing. And so I started writing for them and it sort of took off from there with all the other freelance writing I do now. It's kind of getting out of hand, but I like it.
In a good way.
Okay. So you go to a lot of shows then and when you cover them?
Yeah. I try to go to as many conventions as I can afford, like everybody.
What's Jerry Lewis like? I think Thor wanted to ask this.
I did, actually.
What's Jerry Lewis like?
I actually have never met Jerry because I'm on the New York broadcast of the show, and he's always out in L.A. or Las Vegas.
Damn it, they always get the better people in L.A.
One day, I want to go out there.
Was there anybody in the New York side?
I met Sammy Davis Jr. way back when. And Tony Orlando does it nowadays.
And what?
Tony Orlando does it nowadays. Do you know who he is?
I don't know the name.
Tony Orlando and Dawn, 70s group.
No.
Okay.
I just found out about this guy from Def Leppard a few minutes ago.
I told him. I'll find out about it, though. I'll look into Tony Orlando.
And you'll tweet about it?
He's on Twitter, actually.
He is?
Yeah.
Tony Orlando?
All right,
so I'll find him. I guess that'll be the first person I follow.
You know who they might be able to help you find
who?
With their extensive network and connections? Who's the guy that you set out to find from the very first episode?
His real dad?
Well, that's not far from the truth, but the voice of Wolverine, his name is...
Cathal J. Dodd. I thought it was J. Cathal Dodd.
No, it's Cathal J. Dodd. That's his last name. He was the voice of Wolverine from the 90s. Do you guys remember that?
Yeah.
Like, no one could replace this guy, right? I don't know.
Yeah.
The ultimate Wolverine
voice. The cartoon finished and he's nowhere to be found. He just disappeared.
He wanted to go out a legend. That's what it was. He couldn't top Wolverine.
I guess so. But I mean... We want to get him on the show and interview him.
You found out that he actually was Canadian.
He actually is Canadian, which makes him even more perfect.
Right.
He actually was experimented on, but with his vocal cords. They put adamantium lining in his vocal cords so he could do the voice gravelly, consistently.
Yeah.
But his agency, I contacted his agency and... They never got back to me.
Yeah. So if you guys can help him find...
Yes. I would be very appreciative of you guys.
We'll get a hashtag and we'll start a campaign.
Yeah. Awesome. Can't wait.
Do you know what that means, though?
I'm assuming it involves spray cans.
What?
Oh, boy.
Tagging.
Wow.
Tagging
stuff.
I have no idea.
Okay. All right, cool.
He totally didn't get your street reference.
Okay. Well, Thor is hardly from the streets.
Yeah.
He's not the Luke Cage of the podcast, to say the least. He's more of the Iron Fist of the podcast.
All right.
Should Zoe go on, or do people know her enough?
Well, I don't know. She's probably the one our listeners are probably most familiar with. No, we're good. Next question.
Sometimes I just get punched all the time at this job. I get ignored,
please.
Totally abused here.
Tell the origin tale of Zoe.
Okay, well, back... didn't really... Thor...
Sorry.
Okay, anyway, I didn't really get...
Rocket ship from planet Zoe. Lands here. Go on.
Such a joke here. Just because I'm the only girl. Okay, so back in April of 2010, I was making all my Ramona Flowers costumes for the Scott Pilgrim releases that were coming out over the summer. So I tweeted a bunch of pictures to Brian Lee O'Malley and asked him questions because I wanted my costume to be perfect. I was like, what color are her stripes on her shorts? And he was like, duh, they're white, but on the cover they look kind of pink. So I'm just like bugging him all the time on Twitter. And he retweeted a lot of my pictures and all these people started following me. And I'm like, oh my God, what am I going to do now? Like, I guess just keep tweeting about whatever random... I don't know, whatever things my parents say or stuff in life. And for some reason, people find it interesting. And then I also happen to read comics and talk about geeky stuff. And then I entered because of Twitter, I tweeted at the Midtown Twitter account. And I said, hey, you guys having a Scott Pilgrim costume contest for your Volume 6 release party? And Thor on Midtown Twitter account was like, no, but we will because you said so. So we had a Scott Pilgrim costume contest. And I got second place to a fantastic Wallace Wells. So it was okay. I didn't mind getting second place to him. And then after that, Thor and Midtown were like, hey, we want you to work for us.
To Wallace Wells?
Yeah.
To Wallace Wells, yes.
Wallace yeah, Wells is the girl in all of our videos now.
Oh, I guess his costume was really good in that case.
Well, it deserved first place for a reason.
I guess
obviously.
So.
Yeah, no, he was really good. He had a martini glass. So totally beat out my short shorts.
That's all he needed.
It was totally fine.
Hey, so who from Scott Pilgrim would have a Twitter account?
All of them already
would
have
post
one.
Post frequently. Oh, really?
All of them already have one.
Even, all the fictional characters
All the
have
fictional
them?
Characters, of course.
Oh, wow.
So people bored at home pretending to be other people.
There are a lot of fictional characters that have Twitter accounts.
Everybody. Every like name a fictional character.
Yeah.
And
wow.
There's goddamn Batman.
Goddamn Batman.
Wow.
There's Drunk Hulk.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Drunk Hulk, he used to do Drunk Hulk sing-alongs, and like you'd be like flipping through your Twitter feed, and then in all caps would just be Journey. I miss that. But actually, my favorite fictional character on Twitter is Spider-Girl.
Yes, she's awesome.
Who is awesome, and it's actually her tweets.
Yeah.
Show up as they're the captions from the or the thought bubbles or inner monologue from the comic.
Is this May Parker or is this Aranya?
Aranya.
Oh, okay.
You, cool. I think you Wait. Could really get behind doing a fictional character on Twitter.
Like who?
I don't know. You like Robot Man.
He wouldn't do Twitter. He's not up to date with machinery.
He's a robot.
Yeah, someone else handles upgrades. He's like you at a mechanic. He just lets his body, you know, he leaves his body with the scientists, and then they do whatever, and then you overcharge him for it.
This is kind of like watching one of those tennis matches on TV. You just kind of sit here and watch the two of you guys, like, you, like, look to one side, and you look to the other side. Yeah. You guys just sit here and, like, yeah.
Yeah. We don't.
So fascinating.
Kind of like Pong. Do you remember Pong?
Yeah.
Of course. I still play it.
Did
what are you talking about?
Did you just learn about Pong?
He actually,
no,
he just
I've
got
one of the highest scores in my neighborhood.
Pong is not on Wii. Do you know what Wii is?
I don't think we should be discussing such matters.
It's a family show.
Yeah, it's a family show. We don't do any Wii here.
Oh, so we don't talk about, like, weenuses and stuff on air?
Well, I mean, normally we don't, but, I mean, since we have the
I'm
women
looking at
on,
the weenus.
I mean, I don't know. It's just not particular.
You know, but going back to the fictional characters on Twitter,
yeah.
I wonder what Grant Morrison and Alan Moore think about this. You know, since they all believe that fictional characters go into reality and stuff and
yeah.
inspire them. You know, like, you ever hear this story about Alan Moore? When he created John Constantine, he was sitting in a bar, and John Constantine just kind of passed him by and winked at him, and then he thought it was that actual person just created him, essentially. You guys never heard this?
No.
Yeah, it's whether it's true or not, Alan Moore believes it's true. And Grant Morrison has similar experiences with his characters. He believes, if you read half of his stuff, they're all about how fictional characters transcend reality and appear in our everyday lives. Like
League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
Well, that was Alan Moore, but yeah. But yeah, like I'm trying to think.
Well, his Animal Man.
Yeah, his Animal Man is all about that. He becomes aware of his fictionality. And also, when Heath Ledger died, Grant Morrison made this controversial statement that it was the Joker character that killed him, essentially. I'm paraphrasing, of course, but
okay.
along those lines. And so they told him to, DC told him, all right, just be quiet, Grant. Just keep writing. Just be quiet.
I did not know that. So
it's true.
You need to get a fictional Twitter account, too, I think.
Okay. Which fictional character has not been used, guys?
I mean, you've got Dexter. Right. Do you have do anyone else have a fictional character?
No.
Does Mogo have one? It'll be your opposite is Mogo.
You might have to be, if you're Mogo, you might have to be careful. I think there might be a fake Galactus that might try and eat you.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, Galactus would totally kill Mogo. Power ring or not.
So we should talk about the books that for this week that we were going to mention.
Yeah, sure.
So the picks of the week, as we like to
picks
call it.
Picks of the week.
As we originally named it. That was actually us. We were the first ones to call it that. I don't know if you
guys invented the term picks of the week.
Yeah.
I know some guys who patented that in like 2005.
Well, we've been around since 2004.
Were we? All right, cool.
December, late December 2004. Our first episode. We said, what should we pick for this week?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And then we actually broadcasted 45 years later because of the delays.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, because like the light from a star you're seeing now isn't that star could be dead.
This is going to air in 2014, is what you're saying?
Well, you're going to look back.
About. I mean, there's still delays.
Yeah, you're going to look back and you're going to listen to this episode and say, "Oh, that was a fun time. We were so young, so innocent. Now we're old."
And what? Depressed or something or what?
At least I will be. I don't know. Probably.
You know, the world's going to end in 2012. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't even know why we're doing this.
I'm making an awkward turtle motion with my hands right now, but you guys can see it. But that's exactly what I'm thinking.
That 2012 is going to be the end of us?
Yeah. Okay.
All right. So who wants to start with the pick of the week?
Why don't we let the ladies start? So whoever's...
I'm starting. I started the last one.
Okay, you know, yeah. It's very
pigheaded of you to think in terms of ladies first, man.
You know, I thought it was chivalrous.
Chivalry's dead, man.
So
we're all equals now.
All right, then I'll go first.
You jerk. I want to go. Fine, whatever.
Oh, sorry. I'll let you go first, my lady.
No, it's fine. It's fine. It's fine.
All right, Jill's going to go.
Okay. Right. I'm going with Green Lantern Corps 57.
Yeah, tell us about Green Lantern Corps.
Right now.
What's the storyline?
His Dexter.
Well, not right now, okay. But yeah, right now they're fighting the Weaponer with the Sinestro Corps members, actually, and Sinestro himself is coming finally to kick some butt.
Is he joining them on the side of good?
I wouldn't say that. They just have like an awkward truce right now to fight the Weaponer because he's like super strong.
Cool. Are you excited for the Green Lantern movie?
Extremely excited.
I could probably tell you the entire plot right now.
Go ahead.
He discovers a ring.
Yeah.
Doesn't know what to do with it.
Right.
Has fun with it.
Uh-huh.
Makes jokes with his friend.
Got it.
Something evil happens.
Of course.
And he has to assume responsibility.
Yes.
And then
you're just
he owns up.
The trailer. Anybody can do that.
All right. Who's next to picks?
I think you're pretty spot on, though.
Thanks.
You don't have one? No, I have like a backlog of comics I'm in the middle of reading.
Well, still, you're not looking forward to anything coming up at all?
No, because I'm in the middle of reading, like, a whole bunch of...
Well, tell us something that you're reading right now that that we've already read.
Oh, I just picked up Criminal.
Hated it. No, I'm kidding. It was great.
I really, really love it. I've never been a big fan of the, you know, cop drama-y, but
yeah.
David Gallagher suggested it, and I'm reading Coward, and I love it.
Look at her name dropping.
David Gallagher of Bayou, I think it's called.
No, High Moon.
High Moon, that's the one. Sorry. Yeah, the...
I just picked up Walking Dead book 6, which I can't wait to get into.
Cool. Yeah, Walking Dead is awesome. Did you see the show yet?
Yes.
Did you like the show?
That's a whole other podcast.
You don't want to get her started, really.
Okay. Are you excited for the McFarlane toys coming out of Walking Dead?
Definitely.
I just saw those today.
You saw them?
Yeah.
They look gorgeous.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Gorgeous.
They're very big, too.
They're big?
Yeah.
Life size?
Yeah.
Like life size if you were Ray Palmer? The Atom?
Who?
The Atom. God, pick up a comic once in your life. All right. Next victim.
Okay, it's Amber. I'm looking forward to Twilight Guardian number 2.
God, this Twilight thing again. Jesus.
No,
Yeah, wait, what?
I've not, no.
No, let's just hear him out. Maybe I'll buy Twilight.
Twilight Guardian.
Uh-huh. Yeah, what's
totally
that one?
Different. It's about a girl... who might be a little mentally unbalanced.
Of course, if she's in love with a vampire.
Bella?
And she patrols the 9-block area in her neighborhood.
Uh-huh.
And she just sees every little suspicious thing in her 9 blocks. And she thought that she was the only person out there who did this. But by the end of issue 1, she's approached by an entire group of people, sort of like a real-life Justice League.
Is this kind of like
do they have powers or are they just crime fighters?
No. These are just regular people. It's a very real
so sort
situation.
Of like the real superheroes in the real world now.
Exactly.
I don't even know how to say real world.
What real superheroes
they're
in the real
called.
World,
I mean, real life superheroes is what they call themselves.
Okay.
Oh, cool. How's that compared to Kick-Ass? Twilight Guardian.
It's extraordinarily different.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. She is.
Not 10 years old and not high on crack.
Well, yeah, I mean, she's not out for it doesn't seem like she's out for the glory. And she seems to do whatever it takes to be very, very safe. And she says that she works with law enforcement. And, she carries only weapons that she can find on hand, like a roll of quarters. And, she packs, you know, venison jerky in her bag to have as a snack and, you know, bologna sandwiches and stuff.
It sounds a lot like your Thursday nights.
It's a very calm approach, whereas Kick-Ass was page one blood.
Yeah, it was a lot of blood.
Yeah, so Troy Hickman and Sid Cotian handle a very different story.
Wait, what else did Troy Hickman do? He's
Common Grounds.
Oh, that's right, Common Grounds, a popular one. Cool.
All right. Princess Leia.
Batgirl. I know that came out last week, but Batgirl.
Oh, Batgirl?
Batgirl is my most favorite thing about comics right now.
Oh, really? Why?
It's amazing.
It's awesome.
I'm kind of avoiding it, you know? It's not Cassandra Cain, and I love Cassandra Cain. I mean, she was a ninja for crying out loud. How is anything a step up from a ninja?
Because Stephanie Brown is awesome. And Barbara Gordon is awesome. And they have an amazing back and forth. It's like Gilmore Girls in comic book form, which I realize everyone's going to be like, I am so not going to read this comic. Gilmore
Girls was great on mute.
I'm sorry. There's a great relationship with Stephanie Brown and Barbara Gordon. Uh-huh. And
is it like Amadeus Cho and Hercules? Because that's my awesome relationship in comics.
Yes, only one's not a genius and the other one isn't a Greek god.
Really? Barbara Gordon's kind of a genius, isn't she?
Yeah, that's true. Actually, she is like super. But it's a really great It's Brian Q. Miller is writing it, and he's just got a great sense of character and a great sense of dialogue. Oh, yeah? And
is she similar to the character she was when she was Spoiler and Robin?
I only started reading comics in 2008, so okay. I haven't read any of the Spoiler stuff.
Well, at least you read them.
Thor. I'm a Spoiler fan, yeah. And I think she's a lot like... Her character, Spoiler, yes. She's very, like, she messes up all the time.
Yeah.
She's a college student trying to be a superhero, and she's exactly what a college student. She's like, oh, I hope this grappling hook works, or like, she like thinks of everything like the top of her head.
Supergirl comes over to like hang out.
Have a sleepover.
And she's like, dude, my mom doesn't know I'm Batgirl, so just like, keep it on the down low. But yeah, it's just full of great character moments and character interactions. And not the issue before this past week's issue, Damian shows up and they have this like begrudging team up.
Yeah.
And halfway through, not even halfway through, like a quarter of the way through, Stephanie realizes that like he just doesn't know how to play with other kids. Like he doesn't know how to be a kid and have fun. And so they have this awesome scene where they're in like a bouncy castle at the end.
Their dialogue, their interaction.
Damian in
great.
A bouncy castle?
Yeah.
It was amazing.
That's messed up. No way would it be.
I hate this little kid. I want to punch him in the face every time. But their interaction.
Yeah.
And then Steph, it's fantastic. Yeah.
Steph is like the best. Like she would be my best friend if I had a superhero best friend. It would totally be Steph Brown.
What else would Brian Q. Miller what else did he do?
He's I don't know if this is his first comic, but he's a writer on Smallville.
Smallville stuff.
Yeah, he's got like fancy day job.
Oh, okay.
Awesome. I told him that he should do a Batgirl Twitter account just like the Spider-Girl one.
Uh-huh.
Yes. I'm really hoping that he does it.
Yes, if he doesn't, I will.
Cool. It's going to have to be Batgirl _ XYZ.
XYZ W tilde.
Cool, sounds like fun. Haven't checked it out yet.
All right.
But, I mean, you guys, did you like Cassandra Cain at all?
I haven't read anything with her, so...
Read her. She's a ninja, you know?
I love ninjas, so there's that.
There it is. Logical.
Okay, cool. All right.
Cool.
Demetrius.
Yeah, what?
I took a look at the list.
Wait, who would your superhero best friend be, Thor?
Detective Chimp.
Because Wesley Dodds wouldn't hang out with you.
Detective Chimp.
Okay.
Good all right. pick.
Yeah.
All right, let's go around. Who else? Who would your super?
Wait, you don't think Wesley Dodds is hanging out with me?
No, hell no. Are you kidding me? You're too mature for him, man.
Oh, of course.
Anybody else have a superhero best friend they would hang out with? Who they think?
This is so old school. Kid Death.
Kid Death?
Yeah.
Which one is that? The manga one?
Control Dinosaur.
Remember? Wait, who's Kid Death?
Like, way back.
Anyone else with a superhero best friend? Detective Chimp, yeah, it makes sense, actually. Yeah, go on.
He likes to party, though, right?
Detective Chimp?
Yeah.
Yeah, but different types of parties than you.
What kind of party?
He would go to, like, martini parties and stuff, whereas you're, like, beer parties and mustache parties.
No.
All right, anyway. Yeah.
What's a mustache party, by the way?
I guess people just hang around and they comb their mustaches and... Okay, fine.
That actually, I do go to those parties.
And what else is the superhero best friend they would like to have?
I would love to have Zatanna as my best friend.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Zatanna?
I would have her, like, you know, change my outfits or my hair or something, just, you know, with her background speech. It would be cool.
I don't know you that well, but I think Zatanna would hang out with you, actually.
Yeah.
She's a showbiz girl, so.
That's true.
Anybody else? What? Wonder Woman for you, maybe? Or,
yeah. I don't know if Josie and the Pussycats count as superheroes. They're like the superheroes of the Archie comics.
Gem and the Holograms count. No, yeah. Sarah Palin's currently the superhero of Archie comics.
No, ew. We're not even... Don't even... Josie and the Pussycats. Josie, Val, and Mel. They're the superheroes
Judge,
of Riverdale.
Judge, does that count? Yes. Does that count?
Yeah.
All right, fine.
All right,
they have tails. They totally kick ass.
Fine.
Come on.
What about Ace the Bat-Hound would probably be mine.
Ace the Bat-Hound?
Yeah.
Yay. Yeah.
How about Jabberjaw?
Who the hell's Jabberjaw?
He's the giant shark that used to go on tour with Josie and the Pussycats.
Oh, man.
Talked like...
He was a literal shark?
He was a gigantic shark that played in a band.
Huh.
And he'd go, whoop, 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 whoop.
He was on the... What was it? Was it the Crazy Races? With, Wacky Races.
Wacky Races.
With Gorilla Grape.
Oh, with the Hanna-Barbera cartoon?
Yeah,
Grape Ape.
Grape Ape. That's who it was.
Yes.
Cool. Amazing. Yeah, I would. I know you asked me, Thor, a minute ago.
What did I ask you?
My best friend would probably be, and I'm trying to be impartial here.
Right.
But I'm pretty sure Wolverine would want to hang out with me, like, a lot.
Totally.
It just seems like we have similar interests.
Is it all the body hair?
I can see you at a bar, like, talking to Wolverine, and Wolverine just, like, sitting there drinking his beer, like, trying to ignore you.
Are you the friend that he likes to have around so you can beat up on something when he's angry? But then you'll still be like, dude, I still, like, totally love you, and you hang out with him anyway?
Well, if you're saying Wolverine's like my mom, I don't know. I wouldn't say that.
I'm going to change mine. I'm going to go with Lockjaw. I want Lockjaw as my... friend. You inspired me with the dog. Because he can teleport,
so
right?
No, that's Nightcrawler.
No, but...
And also...
Yes. Wait, Lockjaw can't teleport?
No.
Yes, he can.
When did he teleport? What does he teleport?
That's his power.
He's a giant English bulldog that teleports.
Oh, I'm thinking of Lockheed. I'm sorry.
Oh, well, Lockheed likes to smoke cigars.
Yeah.
Awesome. I could go with that.
Yeah, Lockheed's good.
He's a fancy man. Or creature.
What's Zoe's pick? She didn't get to do her pick of the week.
She said Josie and the Pussycats.
No, picks of the week, books.
Oh, yeah, well.
I don't really have one. I think the last thing I read was American Vampire for our book club at the end of the month.
Oh, cool.
You guys should all go to that. It'll be amazing.
You clearly aren't seeing my notes. We got to get to the plug later on in the show.
I'm sorry. Way ahead of the game.
Yeah, we don't want people to know about it too much. It's going to keep it on the down low.
Yeah, no, it's a secret event. You can't. Yeah. You're not supposed to know about it. So shh.
Okay.
And my pick is Mark Zuckerberg, creator of Facebook, issue number one shot. Because I didn't see that movie, so I kind of figured I could catch up with Social Network.
Yeah.
So I figured I read the comic and I'll be good, right?
Yeah, you should be. So you think that I assume it's a Blue Water book.
Yeah.
You're just assuming that the Blue Water Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Mark Zuckerberg.
Berg. Yeah. You think the Mark Zuckerberg comic is going to be Social Network, the movie?
Yeah. Am I mistaken?
No, it seems logical, I guess. It's fine.
What was your pick? Did you pick already?
No, I didn't.
What's your pick?
Oh, I was going to pick Mark Zuckerberg, creator of Facebook, one shot from Blue Water.
Did you see the movie?
Yeah, I did.
Why would you want to read the book then?
Well, you know how, like, you go see a movie and you, like, you want to learn more about it or, you know, like, the X-Men trailer just hit.
Yeah.
A lot of people want to read more X-Men now.
Oh, yeah, true.
I saw Social Network. Now I want to read Facebook the comic.
All right, cool.
I'm tired of reading your Facebook, so I'm going to read this comic about your Facebook.
All right. Am I in it?
Yeah. It's fan fiction. I'm writing it as
All right,
speak.
Cool.
I'm going to kick a note here. Okay, good.
You guys are... I totally just face-palmed. Zoe's, like, embarrassed to know you guys now with all of us here. She's like, not in front of my cool friends. Oh, my God.
Look, all right. Don't embarrass her in front of us, okay? Wait, we're the cool friends, right?
Yeah, we're the cool friends.
Totally.
You guys are embarrassing.
It's like we're all, like, a cool sleepover, and, like, Zoe's, like, two awkward dads showed up to drop her off.
Yeah, awkward dad is totally better than little brothers, who are just kind of like, they're like, oh, my God, I want to come hang out. Can I play video games with you guys? Yeah, that's so cool. Totally. And I'm just kind of like, okay, that's cool, guys.
Yeah, Zoe hangs out with us a lot. We have video game nights, and movie night, and then Haagen-Dazs night.
I listen to them talk about their feelings, you know, whenever
we're not comfortable around you guys yet to talk about our feelings, but we do tell we do open up to Zoe a lot.
They're more girly than they are with us. We had Tauntaun sleeping bag races. We talk about our feelings with these guys. Yeah.
Oh, is that the case?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
I really want to do that thing from last time. Was it called Footocure? Or
what?
The thing that makes my toes look and feel nicer?
A pedicure?
That's the one, yeah. That was a good idea. That was a good idea.
Because it cures your feet.
So then what do you think a manicure is?
It cures
your man.
That's what we do.
What?
Manicures are footicures for men.
Is that true?
You mean pedicures for men. A mani-pedi? I think that's what they call them for guys.
Mani-pedi is my gardener.
Guys, it's a combo when you get them both done.
No? Okay. Okay.
Moving along.
Do you have sales you want to talk about this week?
Yeah, we got 25% off of apparel this week in all our stores.
Okay.
Every single last one of them.
I call dibs on the Doctor Who t-shirt.
It's yours.
Which one's the Doctor Who t-shirt? Trust me, I'm a doctor.
Yes.
Light blue. Yeah, it looks awesome.
I have to fight her on that one.
Oh.
So I think we're all going to fight her on that
one. Uh-oh. It'll soon be a Doctor Who handkerchief.
She totally just sat on that shirt to call dibs.
I still want it. Maybe I want it more.
That's what you guys want to be watching is the fight that's going to break out after this podcast. We're all going to wrestle each other for these clothes. So
all right.
That's what's going to happen.
We'll have joint custody of it.
We can't wear it at the same time.
Hot.
That works.
Hashtag you wish you were here.
What else you got?
50% off of statues.
I love that.
Online only.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if you guys are huge statue collectors like me.
If I had the money, I would be.
Yeah. They're 50% off, so you will for some, maybe. And
that's it.
Okay. And then we have our code word sales and some clearance sales online. Up to 70% off.
I love it.
On clearance.
It's beautiful. I want to mention a few events coming up.
Sure.
Would you mind?
2012. I already mentioned that one earlier.
The end of the world is in 2012, but
so
aside a few things before that.
Yeah.
Like Zoe mentioned earlier,
yeah,
we are going to be having the first meeting of the monthly Midtown Comics Book Club.
Oh, really?
Ow, you heard it right there.
What's a book club entail?
Well, imagine you and I.
I imagine it's people sewing and talking about Pride and Prejudice. Is that it?
No.
Feelings? All right, maybe I will do that in that case.
All right, well, yeah. So what's going to happen is Zoe and I, we're gonna sit up there in front of a bunch of people, and we're going to pretty much do what we're doing right now, but talking about only one book.
Yeah.
And the book is American Vampire. And actually, at our first meeting on February 25th at our downtown store at 6:30, Scott Snyder, the writer of American Vampire, will be there. So he's going to talk.
What is he writing these days?
He's writing Detective Comics.
Yeah.
And he is doing a very good job.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Friend of the show, Scott Snyder.
Yeah, he was here. He's a nice guy.
Look, I'm looking at his drawing right now on our table.
Of Skinner, the American Vampire.
That is totally topical.
Yeah.
And topographical.
Yeah, but I mean, in book clubs, don't you like criticize stuff too?
Yeah.
Are you going to criticize in front of the guy?
I'm not, but if a fan out there.
If people that show up and decide to
heckle?
Yeah.
Yeah, then, well.
Then they're okay.
Entertainment and free coffee and stuff, so, you know.
And maybe get your book signed too.
All right, you hear that? Demetrius OnlyFans, we can go there and make fun of him.
Okay, that's perfect. I've got another. I didn't write this one down yet. I have to actually check the calendar. But I've got another event coming up for you.
For me?
Yes. I think specifically you're going to love this one.
Yeah, right.
Can't
wait to hear this.
Oh, you say that now. Does anyone know what the date is on the first Wednesday? It's March 2nd.
Yeah, March 2nd.
I'll say March 2nd is the first Wednesday in March, I believe. Yeah. We're going to have a lecture slash signing for the new issue of Comic Book Comics. It'll be Comic Book Comics number 5. Fred Van Lente and Ryan Dunlavy, the creators of the book, are going to be there. They're going to put on a little slideshow and talk about the issue. This particular issue deals a lot with all the comic book copyright laws and lawsuits that have gone on over the years since the beginning of Superman and essentially superhero comics.
Have you guys read comic book comics at all?
No. Like a comic book about
About the history of comic books. It's so great. You got to read this.
Yeah, it's a really, really great
book. What he describes sound like a snooze fest, and most of them do, but they're so awesome, actually. He just Ryan Dunlevy draws like really cartoony style parodies of everything.
Did you ever see Action Philosophers? Do you know that book?
Action Philosophers?
Yeah, they it's the same two guys. Team. Yeah, so they when they got done talking about philosophy, they moved on to the history of comics.
It's so great. And you really feel for Jack Kirby in the first two or three issues.
Yeah.
He had such a tragic, yet you know, he kept going life in the beginning.
So this issue, I got a chance to read it. It deals a lot with the Superman lawsuits, the Batman with Jerry Siegel.
Yeah.
That's the name, right?
Jerry Siegel was involved with Superman, yeah.
Yeah.
And Bob Kane with Batman.
Jerry Robinson. That's
Jerry Robinson. Yeah. Oh yeah,
and then they get into the whole thing with Miracle Man and Captain Marvel.
That should be a book of itself.
Yeah, it's a lot of really great information, and they spend a lot of time researching it. These books don't come out very often, so
informative yet fun.
Yeah, so they're going to come and talk and give a little presentation about the book. It'll be very exciting.
Yep,
I'm looking forward to it because it's one of my favorite books. And last but not least, Amber Benson, who was Tara from Buffy.
Yep.
She is going to be at our downtown store on March 5th signing her new book.
You guys ever watch Buffy the Vampire Slayer?
Yes.
I'm up to season 2 on Hulu. It's pretty good.
She's also a novelist, and she's written some animated work as well.
Amber?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Amber Benson. There you go.
Animated work? What animated work has she done?
It was online, Ghost of Albion.
Oh, cool.
Okay.
Ghost of Albion.
I've heard that she's very very welcoming to her fans, even if they don't read her book. They just want to meet her for her being Tara.
If I want to get a high five from her for my collection, not because I read her book or watched her.
Your high five collection.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. She'd
do that?
Yeah.
She'd do that? All right, cool.
I hear she's very welcoming to the fans, so.
Cool.
High fives are totally doable.
Very cool.
So I think we wrapped it up.
Are we going to do this last word?
Yeah.
We're getting to that.
Plan here.
I'm trying to make sure you guys are on the ball here.
We're on the ball.
Yeah, we've got.
They're so not on the ball.
Oh, even though we confided in you last week that we're nervous that we're doing the wrong things and don't know what we're doing, have lost control, we are on the ball right now.
No feelings. This is a feeling-free zone.
Okay. Yeah. That's fine. I want to remind everyone, especially these five experts here, you can follow the store on Twitter. It's Midtown Comics, and you can follow all of them. I'm sure you've got their names written down from the beginning of the show when you were paying so close attention.
Yeah, I would say they should reiterate once
again. Yes, please. If that's something you want to be
fans can find
doing,
you and your Twitter account once more and other things. Whatever.
This is the contact portion
us. Yeah.
of the show.
There you go.
Okay, I'll go first again. on Twitter, it's Wonder Alley, A-L-I. You can also find me on the Invisible Jetcast, which is part of the Deliberate Noise Network. And I also do Comics Roundtable on there. And then sometimes the guys at ifanboy.com let me write for them, and they're pretty cool.
Yay.
on Twitter, it's Elizabeth Amber.
Uh-huh.
And my website is amberunmasked.com. And you can hear me on Comic Geek Speak, and I also write for Dynamic Forces.
Cool.
I'm at Geek Girls on the Twitters. GeekGirlsNetwork.com is the site, and you can also check out our bi-monthly podcast, Geek Girls Network, on iTunes.
Yep.
And I'm Jill, the Nerdy Bird, the Nerdy Bird on Twitter. And thenerdybird.com is my website, and you can find links to all my other work on there. And I also do two weekly columns, actually, on Newsarama. One is Hey, That's My Cape, where I talk about all sorts of different comic book things that are of interest to me. And also on the Newsarama blog, I do something called Etsy Made Me Do It, which is where I find all kinds of geek-related items on the craft website, Etsy, and show them so everyone can buy them and spend their money so I don't have to spend mine.
Yeah.
And Zoe Gullickson here. I'm Bookish Belle on Twitter, and you can see me getting punched in the face all the time at the Midtown episodes. So, yeah, there you go.
You make it sound like that's all we do.
Just...
What else do I do besides run around in costumes or a Santa costume or, you know?
What do you do to her, Thor? I saw Precious. That's not cool stuff you do.
I didn't see Precious, so I don't. I don't know the context of that. So
I apologize for for these two.
What did I do? I don't even. I've never even seen that movie. I don't even know what he's talking about.
You should watch it. It's good.
Oh, you'll learn something.
You'll learn to treat people better, Thor.
Oh God.
All right.
Don't mistreat people.
I promise, if you come to our book club meetings, I will talk to you, and I will try not to let these two hit on you.
All right. Cool.
What? All right, if you say so.
All right,
you ready for the
final
last
words?
Word? Yeah.
All right. Okay. I won't be doing the final words as usual because Thor thinks I talk too much.
That's not true. You know, I'm your number one fan.
So delivering the final words will be Jill as Batman and Zoe as what's her name? Stephanie Brown, who is Robin in this context during the events of War Crimes.
Well, at this point, she's spoiler.
Spoiler again?
It's the end of War Games. Act 3 Endgame.
Whoa.
I'm not even going to try to do an actual Batman voice.
No, do it. You have to try.
No,
when we get people like
Amy.
I can't growl.
Reader.
When we get people like Amy Reader trying to do voices and stuff of characters, you gotta do voices too.
Okay.
All right. Best Batman voice and best 70 Brown voice.
Okay. All right. Ready? All right. Batman.
I'm still here. I'm not going anywhere.
when you let me be Robin, it wasn't just some kind of trick, was it? A way to get Tim to come back? Or your way to show me I wasn't cut out for the job?
Stephanie, I...
Was any of it real? Was I ever really Robin?
Of course you were.
Good. Then I was really part of it. Part of the legend. Even if it was only for a little while. No matter what, no one can take that away.
No matter what.
I think I need to rest now.
You bet. I'll be here, watching over you.
Beep, beep, beep.
Wow. That was awesome. I believe that was Kevin Conroy doing it.
Wow.
Thank you. Woo.